Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That is Pop Douglas postgame. Boomer Esiason on the show this morning called it essentially a football IQ issue, Wiggy.
Yeah.
So he knew they only had to get 2 yards. Wasn't a designed play. Didn't know where he was. Then he didn't know where he was.
Right.
Then he thought he felt sixth sense wise a defender behind him.
It's kind of how we all feel during a Jackson lead.
And again, Boomer wisely pointed out that is just one play of many, although it's glaring in its idiocy, I think.
Didn't we all think situationally this team would be much better than they were last year?
Facts.
Yeah.
So everything, talent, we all understand it's not, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day,
mm-hmm.
but I have been wildly disappointed by how unbuttoned up they have been. By the like, that is a simple play.
Yep.
That you know, it's literally the game. If you don't get a first down, the game's over, and you don't know where you are. And in the aftermath of the game, if it's a nervous laughter or whatever, it just sounds like you. How do you not know? It's 4th and 2. You got to fall forward for 2 yards. It's not rocket science.
Well, the nervous laughter thing or whatever it is, it sounds like you don't care that much, which I to me is an issue.
Of course.
And you brought up the culture and a part of your lead this morning at 7 when we finally got to him was, essentially, is there a tarnish on the entire outfit here because you have got a sort of a loser mentality going
right.
on.
I mean, you're looking at a team. DK Metcalf went to Pittsburgh, and all the Pittsburgh fans that hate Mike Tomlin, 4-0 now against Mike Vrabel as a head coach, that team finds ways to win, and you continually find ways to lose. And you can't, I can't say it enough, 19 games at Gillette Stadium, the last 19, you have won 3. That is the worst you could possibly be. That means you're averaging a win at home a year.
Yeah.
It's a head scratcher because here's why it's a head scratcher to me. I played with Mike Vrabel. I know Josh McDaniels. They're from the Belichick, Cowher school of football in the sense you are aware and heightened about every situation. Even Drake May yesterday, or after the game, I feel like I heard it somewhere, said, oh, I should have said something to them in the huddle.
You heard us talk about it on the show several times, including with Boomer. Yes.
All right. Well,
Yeah. But that's not his fault.
No. But what I'm saying
is,
what I think you're missing is the lack of football understanding and IQ of the game. You as the quarterback, me as a player should be, hey, it's 4th and 2. Make sure we get by the sticks.
Well, I'm not missing that. I don't think it's
that
up
should
to,
come from everybody.
You
don't.
Oh, okay. Well, if you need to tell Pop Douglas that it's 4th and 2, and you got to get the first down, you have a real problem.
So you never seen in a huddle where guess what? It's 4th and 2 on defense. What are they yelling and screaming in the huddle to each other? Don't jump off sides. It's something that is ingrained into you, just a reminder to tell, hey, quarterback comes in the huddle. You know what Brady says? And this was Brady's talking about the IQ. Hey, fellas, 4th and 2. Whatever we do in this situation, make sure we get behind the sticks.
I think it's more excuse making. Like, it's lack of accountability for people that actually need to take accountability. Like, Drake is taking accountability for things he shouldn't need to. Last week, I asked Vrabel about Will Campbell going up to a guy on the sideline saying it happened when it comes to a penalty. And Mike was pissed about it, being like, well, we need to stop doing that. Like, these guys are all saying, like, oh, it happens. Oh, it happens. Not that big of a deal. Instead of saying, damn, I'm screwing up, and it's time for me to take accountability and make a change.
Or just say, I got to know where the first down marker is. I got to get past the sticks. In that situation, I have to do a better job. But the quarterback still, and I'm not saying it's on Drake May, I'm just going, this is the school of football that I'm from. And I feel like Vrabel and McDaniels are from that same school where, hey, everybody in the huddle, let's reiterate it just in case somebody might be thinking about something else. Hey, yeah. Reiterate this. Don't jump off sides.
Last year there was a game week 2 against the Seahawks at home. And they had the ball, they had the lead, and they were on the plus 35 or so. And it was 3rd and 6. Jacoby Brissett stood back to pass and took a sack that took them out of field goal range, which ended up costing them the game. And in the aftermath of that game, it was all about the coaching and the situation, knowing the only thing that couldn't happen was a sack.
Right.
And we spent hours ripping Alex Van Pelt and Gerard Mayo. We didn't talk about Jacoby Brissett. We didn't talk about the offensive line. We talked about this team doesn't know what to do in the most important spots. And what Wiggy and I are saying is that that has continued and gotten worse for 3 weeks under Mike Vrabel.
Right.
And we all love Vrabel. He's a great interview. He's a Hall of Famer here with the Patriots, and I think he's going to be successful. I still have him with 10 wins. But the decisions that they're failing at suggest that they're not buttoned up in the ways we had thought they were.
Or, and this is the other thing, and this is why when I say I put Vrabel and Josh in that situation, are the players not paying attention when the coach is reiterating over and over and over and over again, whatever the situation is, you're right, Curtis. Hey, in the headset, whatever we do here, we can't take a sack. Whatever we do here, we can't take a sack. 4th and 2, whatever we're doing here, get beyond the sticks. If we're on defense, whatever we do, don't jump off sides. Right? So if they're telling these guys and they're reiterating it to these guys, so then that means the players that they're picking
aren't listening.
Yeah.
It's got to be either one of those things. I think you had guys on this football team last year when they stank who were out there telling you they had the best hands in the NFL. And so I think that there's maybe it's a little bit of both. I think there are definitely guys that remain on this roster who think that their S doesn't stink and that they, you know, and maybe they're. Maybe they think they don't need somebody to remind them that you got to get the first down. I don't know.
But I agree, if you want to bring that up, that is a point. This team has been far more buttoned up away from the facility. Like, there hasn't been posts like that.
No.
If you want to talk about the Vrabel role, there's certainly the greatest example was Steph Diggs coming back after the boat thing and immediately falling in line.
Maybe I'm just like on the, you know, boomer mentality, old man, get off my lawn. And I'm cut from a different cloth. I wasn't the greatest player in the world, but the thing that I did take pride in was understanding the game.
Yeah,
having a good football IQ, knowing what was going on, and reiterating to just some of my teammates in a certain situation. The same way that's generally what the quarterback does. And
you
did it
right before the Super Bowl first win. You ran, stuck where you were, caught the pass for 7 yards in field goal range, got your ass down, spiked it, and you won the Super Bowl. I mean, it was all situational.
You and I don't disagree that much. I don't have a problem with Drake May reminding him of the situation that they're in, but I put it on Pop Douglas. Like, I put it all on him.
And I'm not saying it's not.
Then afterwards, to be laughing about it, like, I'm sorry, but it's not. I don't know what's funny about it.
It was a play.
But then that leads to the coach.
Yeah.
Right? Because then Mike might say, hey, Pop, when you're talking to reporters, it's not a good look to be laughing about a game we just lost. So, and that's just, you know, it's just, maybe it is the culture that we had, which was different. We were like, a guy would have came up to us and said something like that, another player, and then a guy would have been like, all right, next time, let me not do that. I just feel like when I start to look at this team and I look at Vrabel and I look at Josh, I just start to wonder, and how much of this are these guys getting when it comes to having a good football IQ? And that's what leads me to be nervous of some of these games.
So, and it's a, maybe I hear it wrong. There's a suggestion in the Twitch chat that it was a dumb question. Maybe that's what he's laughing at. I don't hear that.
I do not think that it was a dumb question at all.
Fourth down play, is that designed for you to get to the sticks, or is that designed to go before and make a play?
It was a play.
Yeah, and I get he's nervous, like, and he's young, but I would have said it's designed for me to get the first down, whether that's catching it and getting it or getting beyond the sticks. And if that play is where let's say I got a flat route where I start off from before the sticks, I have to make sure after I catch it, I get the first down.
There is a screenshot of him catching, and there's an arrow going every way, and said, "You won't believe which way this guy went."
It's true. It's fourth down, right? Which means you are not at the 10 yards for a first down. So let's work together. Right. You need to go forward on fourth down. Otherwise, it's the other team's ball. We good there? We all understand?
Yes.
Okay, so when you catch the ball and you run backwards behind the line of scrimmage,
it's a problem.
I don't care what the play call was. You know you're not getting the first down.
Right. Well, you know you got to make a play because we saw it, and I agree with Sean. We saw them on fourth and two on their own 15.
That was as shocking as anything I've ever seen in my
life.
Run
an option.
Were you shocked that they snapped that ball?
I was shocked that they snapped it. I was even more shocked that they ran an option.
Wiggy, they didn't do it just once. They did it twice on fourth down.
They ran that little flip
play. It doesn't make any sense to me why you're tossing a ball backwards when you need a yard.
That's like being, and this is the football IQ going, that's like being it being fourth and, you know, it being fourth and goal from the 15-yard line, and you throw the ball inside the field of play and not in the end zone.
Right.
It's like, what are we doing here? And so that's why I think it starts with the coaches reiterating.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Into Drake's headset, into his little earpiece, and then Drake reiterates it to the team because he's the only one who can hear the coach directly, and then that message kind of just, hey, here's what we got to do.
But there's also a really big video board that has the down and distance, too.
All you got to do is look down the sidelines and see. Yeah. That's the first thing. If I was a receiver coach, the first thing I would tell my players every time is know where the sticks are.
Yeah. How did that work in Brockton?
They're high schoolers, though. That's different.
That was a union thing.
Yeah, we had to teach them first how to get the stance.
Right, those were the Teamsters.
They also have to deal with the health inspector down there, Shime.
Yeah. Health inspectors are the worst.
Guy's a real hardo.
I got out of that game.
Yeah. All right. Well, we spoke to Mike Vrabel about a lot of this early this morning, And a rare content replay on what Mike Vrabel said is coming up next. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. The Patriots drop week 3 to the Steelers. 21-14 was the final thanks to 5 New England turnovers. Drake May completed 28 of 37 passes for 268 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception in the loss. The stat of the week is brought to you by Gillette, and it's not a good one this week. We're going to do those 5 turnovers for the Pats. It's the first time the Pats have had that many turnovers in a game since 2008, which they also lost to the Steelers. Gillette's best shave is now the best of fan can get. Get it while you can at Gillette.com/NFL. Other games of note, the Browns came back from being down 10 with 4 minutes to play against the Packers thanks to a blocked field goal attempt and a 55-yard walk-off field goal of their own to get a 13-10 win. And the Jets drop a heartbreaker after coming back and taking the lead against the Bucks due to a blocked kick, scoring 3 touchdowns in the span of 9 minutes in the fourth. They lose to a Tampa Bay walk-off field goal.
What a dance move by Aaron Glenn on that block.
Have you seen the viral clip?
That was amazing.
You might want to wait
until you know you got the game in hand.
That was good, though. The Red Sox dropped their final with the Rays, just missing the clean sweep. Yesterday's final from Tampa Bay, 7-3. Connelly early won 4 innings, giving up 2 runs on 3 hits while striking out 4. The guys off tonight before kicking off their series with the Blue Jays tomorrow. And that was brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Walk. Join the fight against suicide on Saturday, October 25th at the Out of the Darkness Walk on the Boston Common to prevent suicide and raise awareness about mental health. Proceeds benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Register today at afsp.org/Boston. That's afsp.org/Boston Walk.
Shime, could we open up the window world, the Boston weather window for Curtis, if possible? Because about to get to the rare content replay on Mike Vrabel, so I'd love to get the weather in for today. I am actually playing golf today.
Oh, lucky you.
Old Sandwich.
Mm. Is that why you signed up?
Yeah. I mean, Old Sandwich for golf, New Sandwich for lunch, I'm hoping.
Love it.
But
sick brag.
Down in Plymouth. So how are we looking out there today?
Gorgeous. Okay. No sweating for you. By the way, a little scuttlebutt in the Twitch chat, looking svelte this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Oh, look at that.
Well, maybe it was the acai bowl that I had over the weekend.
I don't think that's what you want to call it. 57 degrees right now, afternoon high. Sunny, 73, Greg.
Okay, you get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.